Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up, and I am so glad that Peter Noss is here with ACRA. ACRA is a place that has just been so helpful for my family. If you have children with special needs like I do, there are so many services and resources that you can take advantage of, and ACRA is an organization that can help you manage all of that. And so Peter Noss is here with ACRA. But Peter, before we get to talking about real business stuff and how we can help people who have kids with special needs, you've got to tell me, what is your favorite fair food?
Well, Shaletta, first of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Yes.
By far, my favorite is Big Fat Bacon.
Big Fat Bacon. Okay, you and my son Brandon would be besties because Brandon loves Big Fat Bacon on a stick. If we could buy him 10 sticks, he would take that. He loves himself some Big Fat Bacon on a stick. Okay, what's your number two?
The deep fried olives.
Okay, I passed the deep fried olives booth. Okay, you got to tell me how they taste. Everybody know how bacon tastes, but how does the deep fried olive taste?
Well, it's got that salty, briny flavor
yes,
of olives.
Yes,
but then
yes.
It's got that nice coating on the outside.
Okay.
And then you dip it in ranch dressing.
Uh-huh.
So if you like ranch and you like saltiness, it's perfect.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, so I have to tell people this. My son, Daniel, is more severely autistic than my other two children, Cameron and Brandon. And there were some benefits that my son Daniel qualified for. And for 2 years, I did not take advantage of those benefits. And there were some things that I could have bought for Daniel. There were some services that he could have taken advantage of. I could have gotten a PCA for my child so that I could have some help. But I didn't know about it. And so for 2 years, I struggled to care for my children without the resources that were available to me until I went and talked to my friends at ACRA. And they told me about the paid parent program and CSG and FSG and so many other things that I would never have known about. And then they helped me manage that. And I have to tell you, it's been a game changer. I was able to find a self-directed PCA service for my child. I was able to get some normal working hours, and I no longer had to work nights and weekends, overnights and weekends, because I was on the paid parent program. And I just have to tell you, Peter, that saved my family because I'm a better mother. I could sleep at night. My kids have better access to services and resources because of that. And so now, it's hard to believe, but it's true, of the three of my autistic children, two of them have tested off the spectrum. And I believe I owe part of that to you. So talk to me about Accra. I'm going on and on about Accra and how awesome it is, but I want you to talk to me about Accra and tell people out there what Accra is and what it does for families who have kids with special needs.
You bet. Yeah, it's kids with special needs. It's also adults with special needs.
Yes.
Or just disabled or people that need a little bit more care.
Yeah.
To help stay in their homes. That's really what it's about. Accra has been around for over 35 years. We service the entire state of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And it is for people who need help, who want to stay in their homes, or like you said, like in
yeah.
your case, parents who want to keep their kids in their home.
Yes.
So we just help people walk them through how they can get services. They just need to be Medicaid eligible.
Yeah.
And that's really all there is to it. They can talk to their case managers or their tribal leaders, and they can help them get assessed for services.
And I have to tell you, I remember before I found Accra, my son Brandon was 4 years old and severely autistic, and I called somebody, and they said, the best we can do is put him in a group home when he turns 14. And I said, that's 10 years from now. He is four. Early intervention is the key. I don't want him in somebody else's home. I want him in our home. And I have to tell you, connecting with Accra, those services and resources, the information you provide has been an absolute game changer for our family. And, you know, speaking of changes, Peter, one of the things that has changed is there's no more peacetime emergency.
No.
And a lot of the services and resources that people were able to get are no longer available. Everybody who has children with special needs in the home, they had to get recertified. And a lot of things changed, and we have to talk about that because I know for me, it's been a scary time. It's been a time of getting recertified. It's been a time of filling out paperwork again. It's been a time of getting to know your social worker again, in-home visits again. And you know, for 4 years, we have not had that. We have not had that. So I want you to talk to me about the transition from PCA program to CFSS that will start happening in October. This is going to start happening just a couple of months from now. And so I want you to talk to me. First of all, some people don't know what CFSS is. So can you talk to us about that? What do those initials stand for?
Yeah, CFSS stands for Community First Services and Supports. And what it is that the state has looked at the current PCA program, both choice and traditional, and also the consumer support grant, the CSG program, and they've determined that there is a way to get people more choice.
Okay.
And like you had said, it's very important for you to have more control.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
CFSS will give both participants or the participants' responsible party more control over their services that they have.
And who knows your child better than you?
Exactly.
You know, the last thing we as parents who have autistic kids or special needs kids need is somebody to come and do an evaluation for 18 minutes and then tell us what our child needs. We're with these children day in and day out, and we need that control so we can determine what is best for our children. Now, this is the thing that a lot of people want to know because they have kids with special needs. They hear about the resources and services that my kids get connected to. How do they qualify? Who is eligible for these services?
Anyone who's on Medicaid. And even if you're on Medicaid, again, like I said previously, all you need to do is talk to your county representatives or your tribal leaders, and they will help you determine if you are Medicaid eligible. And then you just need to be assessed for services, and then you can ask for the CFSS services.
Okay, now, this is the funny thing about this show is we interact with people in real time on social media. We are interacting with the social media people. We're interacting with the State Fair people. And I'm getting DMs as well as text messages from people in my autism mom groups, and one of the things that they want to know is what do I have to do to make the switch to CFSS, because they want that control so that they can decide what's best for their children.
So like you had said earlier, it starts October 1st.
Okay.
And the switch does not happen until their current eligibility is up. So once their service agreement is up and the person comes out to reassess them for services, then they will switch to CFSS.
Okay. Now, this is a lot of change. This is going to impact a lot of people with disabilities. I want to make sure they know that they can call you for help. So please talk to folks about how they can reach you and where they can reach you, because this is a daunting task. I remember sitting down in my house in front of my children's room while I had them in the gate, because at the time they were wanderers and babies and crawling around and trying to escape. And I've told you this story before.
Yep.
And I just cried. Because I had all this paperwork, and I didn't know how to fill it out, and my kids were crying, and they needed to eat. And that person from Accra, that young lady, sat down next to me, and she helped me go line by line filling out that paperwork. And it would have never gotten done without her. And so that's why I always call y'all. That's why I always tell people about y'all, because I need folks to know that this is available, and they don't have to do it alone. But you've got to tell them how they can reach you.
All right, the best way to reach us to find out more about the CFSS program or to find out about services available to them is they just need to call 612-416-2291. So then call that number.
Okay.
And there are many people on the line that will be happy to help them.
Okay, you got to give us that number again, because some folks were writing it down when you said it and they may not have heard all 10 digits.
You bet. It's 612-416-2291.
Peter, thank you so much for being here. And you got to give a shout out to your families here. Tell everybody what their names are.
All right. We have Ann.
Hey, Ann.
That's my sister. We have Soren, my nephew.
Hey, Soren.
And then we got my birth mom, Sheila, right there.
Hey, Miss Sheila. And Miss Sheila is repping you because you said your favorite food was big fat bacon on a stick.
Yeah.
And she's got the big fat bacon on the stick shirt on.
She does.
Yes.
She
this
knows.
Is a viral moment. This is a viral moment. I love it. I love it. Well, thank y'all so much for being here and supporting families who have kids with special needs. Peter, you are doing the Lord's work, and I can't thank you enough.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.